Today's message for Tuesday, 25th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Be God Conscious at All Times. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verse is The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God, God is not in all his thoughts, Psalms 10 verse 4. It is said that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. That fear of God can also be rendered the consciousness of God. To become all that God wants you to be and get Him to be fully involved with your life, you have to cultivate a measure of God consciousness. Having God in your consciousness opens you up to all the possibilities in God. Knowing that God is in you and with you changes everything. It drives away demons, banishes fear, emboldens faith, and stimulates in you an overcomer's mentality. Because you have the consciousness of God, you can dare the impossible, break new grounds and attain incredible heights. A major dimension to God consciousness is to retain His words in your thoughts always. The Bible tells us that the Word of God is God, John 1 verse 1. To retain the Scriptures in your heart therefore is to retain God in your heart. This why God takes it personal when you despise His words because it is regarded as despising His person. Having the Word of God in your consciousness is a necessary foundation to retaining God in your thoughts. God's consciousness is in measures and we have varying degrees of it. The desire of God is that His children be filled with the fullness of His person, Ephesians 3 verse 19. A vital key to achieving this is meditation. As it were, meditation in the Word of God enlarges the measure of God in you. Through meditation, you will cultivate an awareness of God that will linger for a long time. But the wicked will not retain God in his consciousness. His thoughts are far away from him. May the Lord cut away from your life every wicked tendencies and relationships that could alienate you from his presence. Further Bible reading. Psalms 119 verse 96-105. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.